Hi, Dosers. My name's Paige Payne. I'm one of our young adult pastors here at North Coast. And one of the things about my job that I am thankful for is that I get a little peek into what the lingo of the youths is. But I'm like always way behind the game. So let me just tell you, as we're in this heroine series, when we speak of a woman who is like awesome and the best and she's just doing her thing real well, we call her a queen. So if you ever just see a woman doing a really great job in life, you'd be like, queen, yes. Okay, this started like a long time ago. I get that I'm late to the game. But I got a real queen of the Bible to talk about today, and her name is Mary. And the part that I want to talk about just comes out of Luke chapter 2. And so before we turn there, Mary's about to get this commission. She's about to get this new thing that the Lord is going to be doing in her and asking of her. And so I just would love to put ourselves in a situation, maybe consider what it's like when we're about to enter into something new, maybe a new space. Maybe we're getting out of our car and we're going into a meeting, or maybe we're about to walk in and we're going to volunteer in our kids' class, or maybe we're going to go hang out with a friend. And what's your posture in those moments? Because oftentimes going into something new, which is, this could even be a good thing, I'm very requesting of the Lord. Lord, would you give me strength? Lord, would you give me wisdom? Lord, would you give me the words to say? Lord, would you do this for me? Lord, would you make this go well? Would you give me the outcome that I want? You know what's good about that is honesty with the Lord is always positive. But Mary, actually, before she kind of is embarking into something new, she has a very different response, and I believe that we have something to learn about it. And would you guys join me in Luke chapter 2? What happens is Mary is greeted by an angel of the Lord. He tells her that she's his favorite, that she's the Lord's favored one. He then tells her that she's going to bear a son named Jesus, that the Holy Spirit is going to conceive this child in her, and that Jesus is actually God himself, and that this will be her child to raise and to bear and all that kind of stuff. And her response, you know, the angel's telling her all of these things. The angel says, "For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And her response before entering into something new is not necessarily telling God exactly what she needs in that moment, but it's actually a much more open posture. It's a posture of, "Behold, I am the Lord's servant. Would it be according to your word? Like, what you will come to pass." How profound and how different our lives could look if before entering into something new, a new space, a new headspace, a new whatever, and just us getting to tell the Lord, "Lord, behold, I'm a servant of you. Let your word come to pass." And I would even give you, like, I would even encourage a moment of inquiry, even just this as you're listening to this, of, "Lord, what would it look like to be a servant of you? What would your word coming to pass here look like?" And then moving forward, not out of, "I'm going to bring this into will," or "I'm going to make this happen," but just continuing in that open posture, "Lord, I'm a servant of you and I want to do this with you, God." So I just encourage you as we walk through today, when we learn a little something from Mary, as she's the Lord's favored one in this chapter, as she's given a beautiful command with such an open posture to the Lord. Thanks. See you next time.